Hello and welcome to Dadcast Unknown. My name's Ian.
And I'm Chris.
And what you're about to hear is going to be our live show that we did from the Nickel City Comic Con a couple of weeks ago. We were able to get in with Chris's artist booth, where he does a lot of commission type of artwork, and did an interview with him, an interview with his group's publicist, and some random people jumped into the conversation too.
That was a blast. I had fun that weekend.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun too. I was surprised how good, at least comparatively to what I was expecting, the audio turned out. It is going to be a lot of, you know, background noise still, because there's people. Chris will occasionally step away from the microphone to sell people artwork, which is fine. We all need to make a living somehow.
Gotta pay the bills.
But yeah, it was really fun. It was, we were there for a couple of hours. The least fun that I had was when I was leaving. I parked, what, like 2.5 blocks away or so. And as I was walking down the street, two mounted cops went by me on their giant ass horses. And like, we live in the suburbs, so I don't see farm animals that often. And I forgot how fucking big horses are.
Especially police horses, man. They don't screw around.
They were huge. They were bigger than like, it was like a cop on top of a GMC Yukon. They were enormous. I forgot how big they were. So we'll go ahead, we'll play that. You know, cut us a little bit of slack in the recording, and the noise level. I'm going to do my best to try to equalize everything. But yeah, we're going to jump right into that. We'll listen to all of that. Feel free to let us know what you think. And hopefully if you did stop by, you grabbed one of our flyer card thingies. And if you're listening, let us know. Find us on Facebook and everything and let us know what you thought. Hello and welcome to Dadcast Unknown. This is Ian.
And I'm Chris.
And we're recording live today from Nickel City Comic Con
2018.
Hell yeah. We're actually at the artist booth that Chris and his friend run, where they sell custom art, prints, things like that.
Yep.
Chris has made a ton of money.
I wouldn't say a ton. I do all right.
So with all the extra money Chris is bringing in, we're going to be able to actually buy a recording studio next episode.
And now you're lying to our listeners.
So I don't know how the audio is going to sound.
Yeah, cut us some slack on this one's first live recording.
And it is really, really loud here.
There are so many people in this building right now. The traffic is out of control.
So we're going to do our best. I'm going to see if I can get some people who are stopping by the booth to answer some advice questions, some Yahoo answers, some things like that. We're going to do what we can to try to get people engaged. we'll see how it goes.
While we're here, do we want to do a quick review of Infinity War, since we never got to it?
Yeah, it was great.
It was fantastic. Everybody dies. Spoiler alert.
Cool. So that's done. We didn't really capitalize on that too well, the timing of it.
No, but I mean, really, what can you say? That was one of those movies that is so spoiler heavy that even coming out and saying it's great is almost a spoiler.
The one thing that a lot of people have been saying is that not everybody's dead. They're just living in the soul realm inside the soul stone.
I think that Gamora is. I don't think that the rest of them are. I think it's going to require some major time traveling. And I actually think that it might have something to do with Ant-Man using the quantum universe.
Oh, yeah, shrinking down to quantum.
To do a little bit of time travel jingo. That's my opinion.
Wouldn't that be cool if you went to like a different universe and pulled those heroes?
Well, I mean, essentially, that's kind of what he's doing. It really depends on how time travel works. I mean, obviously, Tony has to be involved. Because if you've seen the movie, if you haven't, we ruined everything already. But if you've seen the movie, you know that Strange saw 14 million some ways that it could have gone, but there was only one way they were going to win. And for him to say to Tony it was the only way, you know, obviously Tony's got to be alive.
Plus, I don't think his contract's up yet.
No, him and Evans, I think, are probably done after the next one.
Right, after the next one, but I don't think they're up yet.
No, they got to finish off the story. Obviously, Captain Marvel will be involved.
That's going to be cool.
Because Fury Space Pager.
Space Pager.
It's cool. I mean, like, her movie, her origin movie is supposed to take place during the 90s. So I'm assuming it was like a throwback. Like, the page, it was a Motorola pager.
And I'm back.
What was his hat?
It's from an anime.
Is that the Jirarara?
I'm not entirely sure. I'm not up on all of the more fringe animes, but it's a motorcycle helmet with a cat ears on it. I'm going to get torn apart for it online, but I don't know.
I think it's that one that I just said, but I think I added too many rods.
Your brother would know.
He would. He probably would. I'll tell you what, some of the costumes here are pretty cool, though.
Yeah. Dude, there are some real... Have you seen the Transformers walking around?
I saw that. So they sort of broke the illusion, because I only saw them with the legs on. So it's just two regular dudes and big-ass Transformer legs.
The full costumes are awesome, though.
When I saw them, I walked by. I'm like, what the hell are you supposed to be? And they're like, we're Transformers. We're just on break. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Autobots roll out in 15 minutes.
There's a couple of guys. There's a guy around here that does a Groot. He has the stilts or whatever. He's got a full Groot costume. Today he showed up, and his Groot costume had a Hulkamania tearaway shirt on, and he had put a Moss mustache on over it. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan's here somewhere.
He's gone now. I think he's done. But he was definitely here.
Who else is here? Lou Ferrigno's here.
Lou Ferrigno's here.
I think he's signing autographs right now.
Jason David Frank is here. Richard Dreyfuss. The Young Bucks, who are wrestlers. Lori Petty is here. John Heater is here.
Napoleon Dynamite,
yeah.
Was he downstairs?
He might have been doing a panel, yeah. All the celebrities are right down there.
Oh, maybe I did see him down there. Why don't you just tell your story real quick?
My story?
Yeah, about the Green Ranger.
Which part?
I mean, the whole thing.
He's Jason David, he's awesome. He's so cool. He's really heavy into social media. So the whole time he's at his table, the line is around the building to wait. So I've been waiting there for half an hour, and he stops doing what he's doing. He grabs his phone. He comes down the line. You know, he's filming everybody, and everybody's like, woo, whatever. And then on his way back, he's like, I just wanted to give you guys some love. You know, I didn't forget about you. He's high-fiving people. He comes up behind me, and he does the thing where, you know, he grabs you by the shoulder, shake you back and forth real cool. I didn't know what to say. I'm a huge Lifetime fan. I turned to the guy behind me in line, and I go, the 9-year-old in me just exploded. And he goes, without missing a beat, he goes, what about the adult in you? And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. But, yeah, and then I finally got up to the front, and I had framed him the first print of the Power Ranger piece I did of him. And just said, you know, I wanted to thank you for coming out to Buffalo. I'm a local artist. You know, this is for you. And he's like, this is awesome. You know, he offered to take a picture, didn't charge for it. He's a really cool guy. It's one of those things where, like, you grow up and you have these, you idealize these people, these heroes or whatnot, and you're always nervous to meet them because you never know. They could be jerks.
Yeah.
But it's always nice to meet somebody you've looked up to for so long and have them be decent, you know?
You never know. They could act like William Shatner.
There's that, too. I didn't interact with him last year here. But he was under lock and key. But I have heard stories that he's not pleasant to deal with.
He wanted $200 for a picture.
Hulk Hogan charged almost just as much. It was $150 for Hulk Hogan to write Hulk Hogan on a.
But here's the difference between the two.
And it didn't include an 8x10.
But here's the difference between the two. Hulk Hogan really needs the money.
At this point, I'm thinking it's Linda that needs the money. I don't know. Some of it might go to Brooke. Who knows? I mean, he's cool. He walked by me while I was right there. I got within a foot of him, but he's like 2 feet taller than me. So it was like, holy shit, you know?
Yeah, he's a big dude. Well, didn't he, like, suplex the Big Show or Andre the Giant or something?
It was Andre the Giant. He suplexed Andre the Giant, who was like 8 foot tall. But
950 pounds.
He was huge. But yeah, you know, they're legends. It's cool. It's always cool. It's kind of surreal to come face to face with one of these people you spent your whole life watching on TV, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was hoping to see somebody, and I so far have not seen a single person.
They're all pretty much corralled in their celebrity area.
I was hoping that someone's going to be, like, you know, out in the wild, but...
They do. Sometimes they walk through. Lori Petty, the Tank Girl, she's also in Orange is the New Black, and she was in A League of Their Own. She was just wandering around, talking to everybody. You know, the first year we were here, Sean Astin was here. He came and jumped in our booth, took a picture with us. His handler almost had a heart attack. You know, it just depends on the celebrity. Chris McDonald, I think. Shooter McGavin. The guy who plays Shooter McGavin.
I know, but I don't know his name.
He was here that same year, and that guy, he was cool as hell. He was just walking around. It just depends on the celebrity, you know. There's the ones that are super full of themselves and are under lock and key by security, and then there's the ones that are just like, they're celebrities, but they love the stuff just as much as the fans do. And you can tell, you know what I mean?
And then you got your William Shatner, who really couldn't care less.
Well, who's 80-some years old, and he's just like, I can't believe I'm still doing this, but I'm getting paid an asinine amount of money to do it. So.
And the thing was that people were paying it. Like, William Shatner, like, they were younger people.
Not just people. All of the people. That line for Shatner's autographs and photos was so long. It wrapped around the entire inside of our convention center here. It was insane.
I feel like most of the people only know him from the Priceline commercials at this point.
Maybe the younger people, but the people that were here in line, they had photos of Kirk and him from, Twilight Zone and stuff like that. So it was, you know, even that, like I grew up, I loved Star Trek growing up, Star Trek and Star Wars. So like I don't see William Shatner, I see Captain Kirk.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like...
And people pay for that option.
Right.
We have a lost credit card. Ryan, if you lost your credit card,
left
it in booth 513, you can pick it up at the North.
Look at this dude dressed up like a gorilla.
Please bring ID because we won't bring it back. So Ryan, first name, Ryan, your credit card is available at the North Show office. Also going on right now is Upper Deck Trading Cards are giving away free marble.
That was Lori Petty.
Packs at the David Adams booth.
Oh, damn. We just talked about that. We never see him in the wild. There goes one.
Also get a free marble pack from Upper Deck at the David Adams booth on the south end of the show floor.
I wish it was like a bing bong when they were done, so we knew.
Well, the announcers, actually, that guy's just the generic announcer. They had the legendary wrestling promoter Jimmy Hart, who's here. He was doing a couple of the announcements, and then the guy that does the voice of the Crypt Keeper. He was coming on as the Crypt Keeper doing the announcements. It was actually
really
cool.
That's pretty cool.
I love this stuff. Like, this is, like, people joke, but I come in here, I'm like, these are my people. You know what I mean? It's for anything from selling custom dice to the artists, to the comic artists, it's just so cool. Like, you get to interact with these people, and people show their true colors. You know, somebody who shows up at work, and he's the stuffiest guy you see here in a full-blown anime costume, you know?
Did you see that woman dressed up as Goku?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's crazy how there's almost more than I've seen so far anime costumes.
It's a big we're a big anime town.
Apparently.
So there's a UBCon at University of Buffalo is mostly an anime convention.
That one I knew.
Yeah.
I expected more superheroes.
This one is pretty much everything. And it's not even so much superheroes. Like there's a lot more video game characters. And anime than anything else.
Master Chief was walking around.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's a full-on costume.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
The amount of work that people put into these costumes is insane. But you're right. I don't know. And I like anime.
That goes through right now. I don't know.
Right.
What the hell are they?
I have no problem with anime. I just identify a lot of them. They're either obscure animes or...
I can identify them. They're My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
So, like, that one I got because that anime is fucking sweet.
They have your Dragon Balls, your One Piece, and...
I didn't see anybody dressed up as One Piece here.
There was a Luffy walking around.
Really?
Yeah. There's a pretty good Luffy. But most of the stuff you see is your Dragon Ball and...
What do you think this guy's supposed to be?
Static Shock, I think.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
That's good. That's real cool.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's really cool to see people in their element. You know, I call them wear nerds. People who outside of this building would never admit that they're...
Yeah, you got it.
Mine too.
I did, absolutely. I love it.
I'm sorry, you're...
No,
that's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
We do, yeah. You want to be on it? Congratulations, you're on it. Do you want to say anything?
Check out the Fan Savvy channel. We love Jason David Frank, and Nickel City Comic Con is awesome.
All right, thank you. Awesome.
Yeah, there's stuff like that too.
Here comes a Green Ranger. I don't know if it's an actual Green Ranger, but it's a dude in a Green Ranger suit.
No, that's a full-on awesome costume. He's been here. He's just one of the local cosplay guys.
Yeah, so his costume's pretty sweet, but I think your helmet's better.
Yeah, well, that's like the full-on like Japanese version Dragon Ranger is what he's got. Like, mine is just the Legacy Mighty Morphin. That's the full-on Dragon Ranger costume from the like, Super Sentai.
That costume's sweet.
It is. You gotta have cojones to walk around here in a skin tight, like, not, what do they call it? Nylon stretchy costumes?
Could you? So, well, I mean, I would never do it.
No, you can always tell when somebody's doing it as like, they do it all the time because they're wearing the proper undergarments.
There's not just Wang hanging out.
Right. Right. No, there's the one.
Check out Red Skull.
There was the one year. What's up, man? There was.
Hail Hydra. Awesome.
There was the one year. There was a kid dressed as Deadpool, and he had the skin tight Deadpool outfit on. It's just like that cheap Halloween costume stuff. And he came over here, and these artist tables are like nut high, and yep. his junk was just in full display, just like hanging out on the table. I'm like, dude, you're gonna have to pay for those prints.
Oh man, you smudged them. There's two round smudges on all my prints now.
Then you get the people who know what they're doing, obviously, and they have the proper undergarments on. You're like, thank you for not showing me your penis.
Well, now we have to put the explicit tag on. This was gonna be the one that we didn't have to, in case kids wanted to be on it. Now we have to because you said the P word.
Like, I didn't show anybody. I'm just telling people what happens. Keep a lookout. Watch out.
No, this place just rampant with peni.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's definitely a cool place to hang out.
I'll tell you what, I'm actually having more fun sitting here and watching people parade by than when I was walking around before.
You walk in, it's a place for you to walk around, see stuff, and spend money. But to sit behind this table, it's entertaining.
Hell yeah.
This year, I'm a huge Harley Quinn fan. Like, from way back in, you know, when she was created in Batman the Animated Series, I love the character. I don't like how they sexualized her and turned her into this joke, but last year, after Suicide Squad, every single woman that was in this place, whether they were 5 or 50, was dressed as the Margot Robbie Harley Quinn. And it was horrendous, because not one of them was Margot Robbie, if you know what I mean. They were, you know, and then there's parents walking around with these 5-6-year-old girls in these coochie shorts. Like, I would never. Like,
no.
Put on some pants.
Put the shorts on, like, over leggings, maybe.
Right. I'm all for cosplay, but you should, especially if you're a parent, come on. Like, you can have your kid dressed as a character that they like, and have it be a, you know, age-appropriate version of it. There was,
right.
You know, you could have had to put her in purple tights.
Right.
Didn't have to be coochie shorts. It was ridiculous. But, you know.
The only cosplay that I've ever done was my Sons of Anarchy one.
Which almost got you killed.
Which almost got me killed at a bar, so I never did it again.
That's a funny
I did
story.
It one more time. I did it and I went when I went to Tops. I went to the grocery store, and I just wore it because it was right there, on my way out.
You're ballsy.
I fucking wore it in there, and as I'm walking out, some other actual legit biker is walking in, and I'm like, man, good thing I left when I did. I'm trying to get stabbed in the meat department. I mean, that never sense of the word.
Right, so you got to know where your cosplay, you know, where you can do it. Not a good idea to walk into a biker bar wearing fake colors from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah,
Turns out they take offense to it.
Now we know. That was probably the scariest. I should have been more scared. If I wasn't so drunk, I would have been more scared.
Well, it was a good time. Good time.
There was, I don't know if you made your way over there. There was a booth. It was called, like, Mythical Taxidermy or something. And they're, like, really realistic, but it's, like, mounted dragon's heads and stuff like that.
Oh, shit. No, I haven't been down there.
It's real cool.
I didn't make it that far away yet.
Yeah, I had some time to wander around before we started.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to run into trouble coming in, but I walked in and they're like, let me check the bag. And I was like, well, it's recording stuff for one of the booths up there. And they're like, oh, you're an artist? I was like, yes. And they're like, all right, go on in. I was like, okay, cool.
Well, it's because of the wristband.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's good that they're checking bags. They were, like I said, they've amped up security this year. Like, last year we were able to just kind of get in family members, but they really cracked down on the security, which is good.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't mind. You didn't do this whole table. It's only from, like, the business cards over, right?
Yeah, just from the middle here over to the end over there is me, and then the rest is him. But, yeah.
Is he doing his signature coffee painting right now?
Is he coffee painting?
Yes.
He is coffee painting. He is coffee painting indeed.
Is that like his thing?
Yeah, well, he kind of...
Talking to
everybody,
the mic.
Everybody knows Thank him you. For the coffee pain. So, I mean, we have a ton of traffic. It's crazy here today. Like, this morning, you're right, there were a lot of people here for Hulk Hogan.
Hold on. I need you to pause for a minute.
Sure. All the prints are $5, guys, if you see anything you like.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell is that guy?
Yep, all the prints are $5.
I think for the size of the prints, I feel like $5 is good.
Yeah, so our theory of it is John and I, this isn't our livelihood. You know, we don't do this for a living. We have jobs. So, you know, we're not full-time artists.
Oh, he's the courier from Fallout. Cool.
Yeah.
Pip-Boy's pretty cool. I didn't mean to cut you off. Keep going.
No, it's fine. It's just one of those things. You see something, you're like, oh, cool. But, like, most of the artists around here, even the non-professionals, the guys that are local, they sell their 11x17 prints for $20.
Yeah.
Who the hell am I? I my name is not in a Marvel book. I draw these for fun, and I do it for extra money, and when people see them, and I tell them they're $5, they're like, oh, shit, take my money. You know what I mean? Yeah. Especially, like, the kids. Like, we know.
I don't know who that is, but that one's cool.
Which one? This one?
Yeah.
That's Reaper from Overwatch. Oh, we do a lot of Overwatch
art. That's an appropriate name. That's why when I first got here, you had some of the Overwatch people where the computer is now, and I'm like, I feel like this probably makes him a lot of money, so I don't want to cover these up with something else. So I'll wait till he gets back and he can move his stuff around.
Nah, it's fine. We do a lot of Overwatch stuff. It's time to... I've had some of the same ones for a couple of years now. I've reprinted them, but I think it's time to... Next year I'm going to redo some new ones. Maybe some new skins. Well, one of the things about Overwatch is... All the same characters, right? But they all have a bunch of different skins.
Yeah.
So you can do them different poses, different skins, switch up the characters.
There's people walking around with these mystery boxes. They're like the boxes from Mario Kart?
Dave and Adams put them together. They sell them. They're $30, I think. And they're guaranteed to have X amount of dollars worth of stuff in them. So they like pops and comic books and anything.
Oh, it's kind of like a loot crate.
Anything from like the Dave and Adams collectible section. But there are select few, like one of them has a ticket in it that would get you the God of War Special Edition PS4 Pro.
Damn.
Some of them have really expensive stuff in them. But yeah, it's really cool.
Here comes a Harley Quinn.
It's grown a lot. It's grown a lot in the last few years. It's really cool to finally see something like this in Buffalo because, you know, we've had our shows. We've had the Buffalo Comic Con, it's a little bit on the smaller side, but this is,
it's hilarious.
Yeah. You know, it's awesome.
That's fantastic.
It's really
awesome.
Cool. Thank you. We come across a cosplay pair. We have an 11 from Stranger Things with a walking box of Eggo waffles. It's fantastic. So.
Funny.
Yeah. And then some people are not in costume, but they have the most hilarious freaking T-shirts I've ever seen. You just got to call it out. It's so funny. But then you get to see, you know, art from people, you know, all different kinds of art.
There's actual artists, comic book artists, a couple rows over.
Yeah, I actually had Ken Lashley, who's the current artist on X-Men Red. I had him do a blank cover for me. Bucky number one.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so like that's going on my wall. Like, he's one of my favorite artists. So, you know, I paid him $50 and gave him the book and he did the cover for me.
That's real cool.
So, you know, $50 for an autograph. Yeah.
Yeah, for our autographs, $50 a piece. Who wants them?
No, this, it's a fun time. Like, I come here to make money, but I, you know. It's never work if you're doing something you love.
Courtney, you want to get on the podcast?
Yeah, let's do that, my friend.
Sure.
What do we got?
All right, so we're just kind of discussing things.
Okay.
What's going on at the show?
I like discussing things.
We have Courtney.
Hi, how's it going?
What's going on, Courtney?
This is such a heavy, heavy microphone.
Normally you're not holding it. Normally it's on
a table. It's
no,
on a table.
I work out. I can handle this.
Oh, all right, well, I guess you're getting a table.
She is under the hood's unofficial PR expert.
Or official.
Or official.
If they ever decide to pay me, but I love it.
We pay you
in smiles and laughter and meeting all these awesome people. It is packed and we are doing fabulous today.
We're just talking about the range of cosplay.
The range of cosplay. Let me tell you. Can I just say that I have a great admiration so far for the amount of non-Suicide Squad Harley Quinns that are going on.
We're just talking about
that. Loving the fact that everybody went old school. You never see it.
The fact that I don't have to look at a 9-year-old in coochie shorts.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable at times. But there's also a lot of Steven Universe, a lot of Bob's Burgers I've been seeing, which is kind of cool because I thought for the longest time that it was very underappreciated and then it kind of blew up overnight. Especially a lot of the kids. I love seeing the kids in cosplay.
I have not seen a single
Bob's Burgers. We just had a Louise just walk by.
Louise?
There's a great Tina.
Tina was here, yeah. She even had the notebook of the friend erotic fan fiction.
Yeah, it was fabulous.
It was awesome.
She went all out.
So Courtney was with us last year at Nickel City when we were sitting about 10 feet away from...
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
Martin Kleba.
Martin Kleba, who is the... So from Scrubs, he is the midget janitor.
Oh, he's awesome.
He's also the little pirate from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Well, he was a stone's throw away from us.
Literally.
And he was enthralled with Courtney.
Yeah, no, he really, when we say enthralled with Courtney, they really mean enthralled with the fact that he made a comment of he could throw a quarter at my ass.
He could bounce a quarter off
and
her
it
butt.
Would be perfect.
So
that happened.
Courtney is John's, Courtney is his daughter.
Yep.
And Martin Kleba comes up to us. Courtney was wearing yoga pants.
Yes, they were awesome Captain America ones.
Yeah.
I felt special.
He came over while she was not there, goes to John, whose girl is that? John goes, I guess she's my girl. And he goes, damn, you could bounce a quarter off that ass. He goes, that's my daughter.
Yeah, it was a great time. It was a good conversation.
And then they started joking back and forth because he started eating his shoe, basically. And then he thought it was funny. And a couple hours later, he came over and slammed a quarter down on the table.
Yep. Yep, to this day. Honestly, he was a great guy.
He was super funny.
And it was awesome because where we were last year, we were right in front of the line of celebrities. So it was one of those, okay, we could get up and we can go and talk to whoever we wanted. And during the very little downtime they had, they'd come over and hang out with us, just talk to us a bit. So that was awesome.
It is cool. It gets bigger and bigger. And it's almost bittersweet because
the bigger
it gets, the less the celebrities can wander around.
I know.
But like that first year with Sean, I was telling him about Sean Astin.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
Wandered into our
booth. He just came into our booth and started talking to us and taking pictures. And so, that was great. But, I mean, it's always good.
I had a joke about him eating a shoe, but it being a small shoe, so he was probably still hungry. But the time's passed.
No, so it was. It's always applicable.
I'm not gonna make the joke anymore.
I think you just did.
I've been part of it.
I enjoyed it.
It would have been funnier at the time, but Macho Man Randy Savage.
Wow, that guy was dressed as Hardy yesterday.
Was he?
Yeah, he was Jeff Hardy.
Oh, he got a DWI.
Actual Jeff Hardy?
Yeah.
Well,
found that out today. Somebody pointed it. As they went past our print.
How many times is he going to get fired for drugs?
Oh, you know, not enough. Yeah. All right, guys. All right. It's
Thank
been
you,
real.
Courtney. Thank you,
I'm going to bounce off.
Okay, bye.
So.
Hey, that was cool.
And that was Courtney.
Beetlejuice. We should get your John in on it. I mean, he's in the middle of doing some stuff.
All right. Well, John's doing a commission right now, so it might be a bit.
That's fine.
Did you get some comic-themed Yahoo answers?
No, I just grabbed top 50 Yahoo answers from 2018. So some of them ain't bad. How to turn your computer monitor into a mirror. Is there any possible way to get the background to be a mirror? Because scanning a mirror doesn't work.
What?
So there's some good stuff. It's not great, but it's good. Or, I think this one was funny, but it's how long can a little girl hold her breath? Additional details, I have a date later, can anyone help?
So, I hope somebody called the proper authorities.
These are ones that I feel like regular, like, people walking by should probably answer. My girlfriend has a lazy eye and she's constantly looking at other women. Should we break up?
These are almost like one-liners. Like, you can't even take these as questions.
Additional details. I'm sick of her looking at any woman that walks by. What's her problem? I'm almost half tempted to just abandon the questions and try to get more like your buddy on. What's her face? What was her name?
Courtney. Yeah.
She did really good.
She likes to talk to people.
Yeah, she's good.
That she handles all of our like Instagram and all that stuff. She does that for us.
Yeah, she sounded real natural.
She's a people person.
Apparently. More so than we are.
Way more than me. Anybody's more than me.
Yeah, when I first walked in, I was like, I got real anxious real quick. I was like, oh my God, there's so many fucking people.
That's actually, you know, so that's actually one of the other nice things about doing this is I get to have my own space behind a table.
Yeah, this is fine.
Like, nobody can get up in my business. I have my own space. Like, I mean, you know me, I have the anxiety business too.
I went downstairs and I was sitting at a table, like off to the side, so there wasn't a lot of people. I'm like, this is fine.
Yeah.
And then you were like, hey, I'm done getting my signatures. You want to come back up here? So I started coming back and I turned the corner forgetting that there's thousands of people here. And I was like, oh God.
Yeah. So was there still a line outside to get in?
The line was not outside, no, but there was a line for the tickets. It was wrapped around the
inside.
The inside. It didn't go all the way outside. I did get here later, though.
Yeah, well, so for a couple hours, I heard the line went not only wrapped around inside, but it also went down the entire front of the building and around all the construction around the building.
Wow.
So, yeah, they had a big showing here.
Well, those were people that were probably trying to get to, like,
get in.
Hulk Hogan while he was here.
Well, so the show opened technically to the public at 10. It opened to anybody who bought VIP or flash passes at 9:30. His first photo op was at noon. Oh, I got here at about 8:45, and there was already a couple hundred people in line waiting for Hogan.
Wow.
So, you know, it is what it is. It's really, people come out for the stuff that they love, and it's crazy to see how many people actually come out. You forget these things. Like, I showed up here, I thought getting here an hour before the show started, I was going to be able to get a decent parking spot. Oh, I got a decent parking spot, but only in a lot where I had to pay $15.
Yeah, I had to pay $7, and it's not a terrible spot, but I'm on like the fifth floor of a parking garage.
Yeah.
I had to drop a pin on my Google Maps so I remember where I parked. Because I walked out and it was like, I had to go like two blocks, but it was like, why? I'm like, there's no way I'm going to remember where I parked.
Yeah.
So I had to put a pin on my Google Maps. It's like, you parked here. And I still don't think I'll find it. I was getting out of the parking ramp, and as I was on the elevator, this woman's like, what button do I push to get to the ground floor? I'm like, is there one that says G? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, push the G. And she's like, are you sure? I was like, G probably stands for ground. It doesn't stand for go. Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, can you push the button, please? I got places to be. We're saying something. We're saying words about things.
Yeah.
Oh, why have you never done a Green Ranger print?
Why have I never done one?
I don't see one here.
That's because I sold them all.
Oh, they're gone.
They're gone. I did one. This is the one I showed you, him holding in the picture. I had a stack of them. They're gone. Gotcha. People bought them.
Probably to have him sign them.
To have them sign. I was standing in line to have him sign my helmet, and I was watching all of the people carry away my print with his signature on it. And then I guess I came back to the table. They were telling me that people were coming over here asking for it because they'd seen it and they wanted to have him sign it.
We are, yeah.
So
absolutely. Want to be on it? Okay. There you go.
Hi.
good.
It's your boy, Chips Ahoy.
What'd you say?
Did you hear? He said, it's your boy, Chips Ahoy, and walked away.
It's your boy, Chips Ahoy.
That was fantastic.
So, it's your boy, Chips Ahoy. If you want to hear it later, when it's up, that's the podcast.
We have to.
Give me until about Monday and it'll be up.
Why do you guys have these? Why?
Because I painted them and I'm selling them.
You paint this?
Yeah. It's a digital painting. They're $5 a piece.
Thanks. Why do I have the art prints at an art table? I don't know.
All I can say, if I learned anything today, is that it's your boy, Chips Ahoy.
It is your boy, Chips Ahoy.
That's the funniest thing I've heard all day.
I'm now Sad Boy.
Oh, God, that was funny.
I just saw a Keyblade walk by.
Yeah, so the Oblivion walk by.
It made me think of... They did some kind of stream for Kingdom Hearts 3 last week.
They did. I know nothing about it, however.
I'm thinking E3, they're going to do a full release, gameplay release, and I'm thinking they're going to give us a release date at E3. Because they're still saying 2018.
It's probably going to be holiday season, I would assume.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. I'm still looking forward to it, though. As long as it's been between 2 and 3 and all of the convoluted crap they put in between...
It's been so long, and I remembered so little that I had to go on YouTube, and I was able to find, I think we talked about this before, I was able to find like a 45-minute video that explains the entire history. Games, the in-between, there's apparently some comics or something.
Was it thorough and like, yes, you can understand it?
Yes, it did it in chronological order. So, it took it, oh, there's the Tina cosplay.
Yeah.
It took it, and it wasn't in order of release, it was chronological order of the game. So, it started with the Keyblade Wars, and it talked about them, and then it talked about, then it was Kingdom Hearts, and then it was the 7 or 8 in between. It's not really 7 or 8, but...
Yeah, there were 3 or 4. Did you, you should send me that link, because I want to watch that. Yeah, so... I need to catch up on the history of Kingdom Hearts before 3 comes out.
Maybe I'll post it on the Facebook. I'll find it again, and I'll post it on the Facebook.
I picked up, a while back when it came out, they had 1.5 and 2.5. It was like a collection for the PS4 came out. So I picked that up. It's still in the plastic, but I just finished God of War. So I'm trying to catch up on some other stuff.
I want to play God of War so bad, but I don't have a PS4, and I'm not going to buy it for one game.
It's so good, dude. So I have it physically. I bought the physical disc of it. If you borrow your brother's PS4, huh?
The what?
The physical disc.
What are you saying?
I bought a physical disc.
I don't follow.
Don't be an ass. So it came in the steelbook and it came with a statue. I bought the expensive version. So if you ever get your hands on a PS4 and you want to play it, I'll let you borrow it.
I'll just steal my brother's.
That's what I'm saying.
At some point. Oh, there's a guy dressed up as Gambit.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm not really sold on it, though, because he's... You know how Gambit's got the face mask that comes across his cheeks?
Yeah.
He just kind of has it painted on.
He's cosplaying on a budget.
That's true. There are some budget cosplays.
Not everybody can be the Autobots walking around here.
Wrapping themselves in duct tape. See, there's one thing that I will never understand, and it's furries.
Oh my God, I didn't know they were here.
Yeah, I've seen those two at shows before, and they made those.
Well, the one is Trico from The Last Guardian.
Those two aren't bad. Those are actually characters. They made those. So there's a group of them that comes through, and there was the one year, it was so obnoxious, man. It was like this weird wolf-looking thing, big cartoony furry, but built into the ears were speakers. And they had it hooked up to some iPod or something. And it was playing this obnoxious house music on, 11. And it was just standing all over the place, just dancing. It was awful. I'm like, are you really going to do that right there?
There's prints right there, too.
All the prints are $5. So I actually took a picture of the city and then just painted over it.
I can tell. It looks really cool.
Thank you.
Did you just, Google image search that, or did you?
Yeah, I just found a royalty-free image of Buffalo and high enough res and just painted over it.
You probably find a lot of royalty-free images of Buffalo on, news websites.
I think it actually did come from a news website. You just got to be careful about that kind of stuff, because if it's credited to a photographer, you don't give them credit, you know?
That's true.
I wasn't trying to steal anybody's work, but unfortunately, I cannot get up helicopter level where that picture was taken, so I have to, Yeah, it's really enjoying it. What's up? I'm sorry, what's up, buddy? They do. They're $5 each. They're not bad. I did them just for kids like you. I love Fortnite too.
Yeah. It is slowly dawning on me at an alarming rate that I have not urinated at all today.
I went twice when I got here because I got nervous. So I went and then I walked out of the bathroom and I'm like, oh good, another men's room.
They're actually pretty clean.
They were fine.
Yeah, they're nice. I think they redid them from last year, but they're nice. No, we're talking about bathrooms.
And that was our section from Nickel City Comic Con. Comic Con.
You know I have to leave that in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I had a blast. I heard after the fact that there was another podcast there. They've been doing it a lot longer than we have. But they actually, they won it. And they walked up to Jason David Frank and asked him for an interview. And he like pulled him out into a hallway and did a whole interview with him. I'm like, oh man, I totally should have done that too.
Dude, I wish I could have talked to people, man. My anxiety was through the roof and you can probably hear it.
Yeah, no, it was all right. Like you said, I'm used to being behind one of those tables and talking to all those people. But you got to remember, we did it with one Blue Yeti microphone. How old is your MacBook?
I got it my freshman year of college, so it's like 9 years old.
Okay, so a 9-year-old MacBook and no mixing board. It just literally sat there. We were holding the microphone between the two of us. So like, it probably sounds a little weird here and there, but I think we did okay. And, the more you're out there, the easier it gets. I still don't like giant crowds of people, but I'm kind of used to that crowd.
My anxiety was like, I don't know if I have a mismanaged anxiety problem when it comes to groups of people that I just found out about, but...
You chose a large area because there was like 20,000 people that came through the doors that weekend. It was crazy.
I know. It was terrifying. And like... Had I walked up to any celebrity, I probably would have been deer in the headlights, just been like, hi.
Well, yeah, I damn near wet myself, but that story's in there, so I'm not telling it again.
Well, maybe if we get some advertising at some point, we can afford to upgrade the computer or the microphones or all of it. But we hope that you enjoyed the live show. We're going to do that if we can get invited back. We're going to do that again next time, I hope. I don't know how often you go to those shows.
Well, the big one's only once a year.
Right. Well, there's one in Niagara Falls. It doesn't matter. If you could get us into another one, that'd be great. Otherwise, let us know what you thought. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, the usual places.
Hey, if you're listening to us on iTunes, leave us a rating and some comments. That definitely helps us out. And, even if you have some negative feedback, we're always listening.
Yeah. I mean, I might cry. I will. I will definitely cry, but that's fine.
We will send you a free jar of Ian's tears.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed the live show, and we'll see you for the next episode.